It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
I've been fishing with my dad since I was a little kid. He would always wake me up around 5:30. It would take me a minute to wake up and get excited, but he was already excited. I usually wore t-shirt, sweatshirt, but it was always nice to have a kind of water-resistant jacket. This jacket is very functional for fishing and outdoor activities like that. I can wipe off the dirt because it is wax cotton, but it also, it kind of makes you feel slick. I kind of feel like today's the day. I'm going to catch that storytelling fish.
A message from the Cotton Board.
Well, the old Morton Salt Company, when it rains, it pours. So let's not be too surprised that the nearby market today and yesterday somewhat collapsed, closed below 60 cents for the week. I only wish I could find something positive in the market, but it's just not in the cards right now. Let's hope all the thoughts that I've came out with the last couple of weeks proved to be incorrect very soon, but I still definitely just don't think they will. The market took it on the chin just after a seemingly positive export report. And as mentioned last week, we talked about bullish reports followed by bearish responses. That's what we continue to get. Well, we get some responses, some bearish responses too, to bearish reports, but any response to the reports now for the last couple of months seemingly have been somewhat bearish. And therein lies our fate, at least for now. I have great fear. In the absence of any demand, my fear is that the nearby ICE contract, whether it be the March as it is now or the May later down the road, I fear it'll feel like the nearby is going to continue to fall. I'm have great, great concern that we've got another 500 points down to the downside. Other problems here and there, should they surface, could take us down even lower than that, to the low 50s. I'm not seeing that on the screen just yet, but I can see us moving into the mid 50s, another 400 or 500 points lower. It's just all simply about the absence of demand. We've harped on that. We've harped on that. We've maybe made made an enemy or two out of talking about demand, but everything else really right now is just simply nothing more than window dressing. It's all demand. We can talk about the old Chinese stocks. We can talk about the market standard here in the U.S. being strict low milling inch and 1/16, and the world standard being a middling one in 3/16 or better. We can talk about the U.S. prices being tied to spot market averages and differences, or we can even talk about U.S. prices being tied to CCC loan. But that's all nothing, again, but window dressing. The real crux of the situation is simply demand. The cotton world has no semblance the cotton world is not related anywhere at all to the things that we consider important, such as spot market differences, such as the CCC loan, such as strict low milling inch and 1/16 being the standard. All those ideas are dead and gone. The cotton world is just, it's not the same cotton world we had 10 years ago. It's not the same one we had 5 years ago, much less 25 years ago. So all of a sudden now, it's nothing about anything other than demand, and me included, we're not doing anything about it, and somebody's got to jump out in front of that train to stop it. The only way we're going to stop it is somebody to jump out there. You take people that know that, but they don't shop that. It doesn't ring true with them. Maybe that will change. It should change, but until then, we're going to have to basically support cotton ourselves, those of us in the industry, until we can see that the consumer is prepared to turn around. Not very good news for you today, a day you want to throw eggs and apples and anything like at me. So use that strong arm and throw it over the river and hit me. It won't hurt too bad. Thank you so very much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.